Federal money plays a major role in keeping certain hospitals up and running in Florida, but much of that money is about to be cut off. Carol Gentry with Health News Florida reports on what the loss of that money could mean for those hospitals.
The state's largest charity care hospitals depend on two streams of federal money to help pay for care of the uninsured, but those two streams are to be cut off June 30th. Florida Legal Services has forecast the loss for Miami-Dade at $600 million. Overall, the state's hospitals will lose $2.25 billion a year, they say. Economist Joan Alker of Georgetown University watches this state's health care closely.
The hospitals in Florida are very much at risk.
Legal Services says the legislature could more than offset the losses by accepting federal funds through the Affordable Care Act for Medicaid expansion. In the past, Florida lawmakers have said no to that. Alker says other Republican-run states are designing their own health programs for low-income adults and asking to use the Medicaid expansion funds to pay for them.
Tennessee, which was facing a similar situation, the governor has decided to go ahead and expand Medicaid. He's actually called a special session of his legislature in February.
That governor, Ray Haslam, is a Republican. For Health News Florida, I'm Carol Gentry in Tampa.